So everyone in South Africa seems to be talking about this video of a prisoner having sex with a warden that's gone properly viral. I've seen the video, and let me tell you, you do not want to see it. It shouldn't be shared. The correctional services officials are saying, please do not share it. And the prisoner's in his orange prison uniform. The warden, she's in her brown official uniform. And they both appear to be willing participants. The warden seems to know full well that the prisoner is filming the event on a cell phone. And the question is, why? The Correctional Services Department has reacted to this. They have issued a statement. In the statement, they talk about this flustering scenes of alleged sexual activity. Singabako Nkomalo is the Correctional Services spokesperson joining us now. Singabako, thank you for your time. Firstly, what is the reaction of the department to this video?
A very good day. We must state that it's an incident which has embarrassed us as correctional services. We are completely gutted by that particular video. Hence, we issued a statement and really appealing to members of the public not to disseminate that video further. And we have launched an investigation, and we have also suspended the official involved, and we've taken disciplinary measures against the inmate as well, because this flies in the face of what our mandate is, and our code of conduct is very clear when it comes to our officials. So as a department, it's something that we never anticipated that it may happen in that particular way, and hence, you know, I think we owe South Africans an apology, because such behavior cannot be ascribed to correctional services.
Yeah, Singabako, in your statement, you talk about alleged sexual activity. There's nothing alleged about this. It's pretty evident. And it seems as though both participants are well aware of the camera that is there. What are your concerns around cell phones being present? They're not allowed to be present. We've had a question from a listener around this issue of cell phones. Just explain that to us.
Cell phones are just one item in a long list of contrabands which are not permitted in our centers, because they cause so much damage. They are used, you know, to even cause more pain to the victims of crime outside. Others even use them to plot other cases when they are in our care. And they could even order hit on other people. Hence, we do not want them in our centers. And this is a classical case. The cell phone was used, you know, to record, you know, this, you know, it's completely unpalatable, you know. I don't think as a nation we deserve to see something like that captured in video. And you are correct. Both of them, you know, you can see that they are fully aware of that, you know, they are recording this thing for whatever reason we do not know. Hence, you know, we've said, you know what, this can never be allowed. Hence, then we have already taken action. And, you know, we even called, you know, upon others to take responsibility and say such things, you know, can never be permitted. But the issue of contraband is a serious concern. Hence, we'll never get tired to say all those who transport these things to our centers, you know, they are breaking the law. Hence, even when we get our officials, you know, trying to smuggle this, we take strain or action, you know, we dismiss them from the service, because it's not in line with rehabilitation.
Right.
And the harm that it causes to the public out there is just too much.
Singabako, this particular incident happened at the Nkome Correctional Center in KwaZulu-Natal.
Yes.
Has the commissioner been in touch with the person in charge of that center? Do we know anything more? Was this the first incident? Was there any context to this? Is anything that is happening around that investigation?
Yeah, the first thing was to identify the people involved, and we have identified them. Hence, we know that the official is based at the moment and the inmate. So, and we have suspended the official already, and the inmate has been charged following internal processes. And we have launched investigation, but we said we cannot just focus on the two. The investigation is much broader than just the two people seen on the video, because we need to understand the root cause. We need to understand whether is it just an isolated incident, or there is more into it, and possibly if there are other players into this thing. How did this inmate manage to, you know, walk all the way to that office where they're doing this particular act? So as a department, we are really, you know, paying significant attention into this investigation, because it helps to assist us to uproot, you know, this particular conduct, which can never be allowed.
Singobako, thank you very much for your time here. That's Singobako Komalo, the Correctional Services National Spokesperson. Look, there's a lot that we don't know. We don't know why the warden allowed for this incident to be videoed. From watching it, it certainly looks as though she is a willing participant, but we just don't necessarily know all of this. So there are a lot of unknowns. That investigation does need to happen. But and how did this video get out? And why has it gone viral? And why was there a cell phone? There are lots of questions around this.